Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2244, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Oh, and if you do send one in and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the US, we'll email you a PDF version. Now, what's the easiest way to send in a question? Just email it to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. But for now, I'm going to spare you from that long intro so we can get right to today's question and optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Shayna writes, "Hello, I love listening to the OLD podcast and I'm so grateful for them each day. My question, what is the truth about fruit and the sugar in them? I feel as though everyone will tell you to add fruit to your diet for health benefits, but at the same time, we're cautioned against consuming too much sugar and to consider the natural sugars in fruit we consume. Is fruit healthy with all of those natural sugars? Thank you so much." Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Shayna, and for listening to all of the podcasts in our network. I will quote Cosmo Kramer from the TV show Seinfeld here. I felt like I haven't quoted that show in a while, which is rare for me, so this is perfect. A modeling agent once told Kramer that he looks very lean. Long story behind that, which I'll spare you from. Kramer is immediately flattered by this comment, of course, and responds with, "You know, I try to take care of myself. I watch what I eat. Just recently, I cut out all fructose." Now, is that really necessary? Do we have to cut out all fructose, which is the natural sugar found in fruit? And to your question, Shayna, should we just consume it in moderation instead? I remember one of my patients was a big fan of fruit. Here's how I found out. As I do with all of those that I counsel, I asked this person to tell me about the types and quantities of foods they commonly consume. He proudly reached into his lunch bag and pulled out a large plastic container full of chopped fruit. The container held at least 7 cups of chopped fruit. I said, "Okay, so how long does it take you to finish that fruit?" His response, "Oh, this is done by mid-morning." I had to then explain why his fruit consumption may be a bit much. I will share some of that with you here. I'll start by saying that most people don't really need to worry about consuming too much fruit each day. That's because many simply don't consume enough of it. Most health agencies agree that adults should consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. But because of how this advice is worded, this recommendation can lead to confusion. Again, the recommendation is 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day, the key words being combined and fruits and vegetables. For example, if we ate 3 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetables today, we would meet this recommendation. 3 servings of fruit plus 2 servings of vegetables equals 5 servings total. Or theoretically, you could consume 4 servings of fruit and 1 serving of vegetables and still meet this recommendation. While I like the intention behind this suggestion, we can see, again, it's easy to misinterpret. If we consume 10 servings of fruit each day, we'll definitely exceed this recommendation, but only in the fruit department. At this point, we may be thinking, okay, well, fruit is full of important nutrients, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. Yes, fruit is full of important vitamins and minerals, but you've heard me say this phrase before, everything in moderation, and fruit is no exception. This is because when we strive for balance and variety in our diets, the nutrients in each food tend to complement each other. We're less likely to get too much of one nutrient and too little of another when we have a balanced diet. Now, yes, there is a concern about the sugar found in fruit. I'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's talk about fruit servings. I keep saying 10 servings or one serving. What is one serving of fruit anyway? Because fruit comes in all shapes and sizes, it's a bit of a challenge to define a serving for all fruit. So I'll give some general rules here. When we're talking about round fruits like oranges, apples, peaches, nectarines, and so on, if the piece of fruit is about the size of your fist, then that counts as one serving. So if you ate the whole piece, you would have consumed one serving of round fruit. When it comes to chopped fruit or smaller berries like blueberries, about half a cup would be one serving. What about strawberries? Well, 12 whole strawberries would count as one serving. When it comes to frozen fruit, here again, half a cup would be considered one serving. If we're eating dried fruit like dried apricots, raisins, and so on, 1/4 cup is one serving. This is because dried fruit has much of the water content removed. This means that dried fruit is a more concentrated source of fruit, so you can consume less of it and get about the same quantity of nutrients. And lastly, my least preferred form of fruit, fruit juices. 1/2 cup counts as one serving. Now, the reason I'm not a big fan of fruit juice is that it is the most concentrated form of sugar, specifically in the form of fructose. When we make fruit juice, it's kind of like we're pre-digesting it. Imagine what happens to that fruit in a blender. It gets broken down. It's doing some of the work that our teeth and to some extent the stomach do. So instead of having to bite and chew that food, we can just gulp it down. Some studies have found that taking the time to chew our food may not only slow how fast we consume those foods, but may trigger the release of hormones that help make us feel full. But if we quickly gulp this blended fruit drink, it means the body can easily absorb it, which increases the likelihood that it will get converted to fat. I'll explain, and we'll finally get to this idea of sugar found in fruit. The body processes fructose, the main sugar in fruit, differently than other sugars. The body can actually convert fructose to fat very easily. If you're consuming whole fruit, yes, you will get some dietary fiber along with that fructose, and that fiber will help slow down the body's absorption of fructose, hopefully making it less likely to be converted to fat. So, I would say consuming whole, fresh, or frozen fruits would be the best. Again, this is because by eating the whole fruit, you'll get all of that fiber. It's going to slow down the eating process, which is going to slow down the absorption and make you feel more full. But consuming too much fruit, even in the form of whole fruit, can still lead to too much fructose consumption as a whole. In turn, this can increase the likelihood of that fructose being stored as fat in the body. So, going back to Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld, do we really need to cut out all fructose to stay lean like he says? No, but moderation is key. I usually tell my patients to stick to 2 to 3 servings of fruit per day. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Shayna, and for listening to all of the podcasts in our network. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you again so much for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.